From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia, Turkey, and Iran have agreed on a plan to support the partial Syrian ceasefire and to find a political solution to the 6-year Syrian civil war. No details were released, but they say the sides would meet again next month in Geneva after talks in Kazakhstan ended. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved the building of 2,500 new homes in the West Bank, most located in areas where Jewish settlers already live. Palestinians claim the West Bank as their territory and oppose Jewish settlements there. The government says it approved the settlement expansion in response to housing needs at the Beit El settlement near Ramallah and other areas. Palestinians responded to the news by accusing Israel of defying international opposition to settlements. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says Iraq's security forces have taken complete control of eastern Mosul from the Islamic State group. IS fighters are now pushed into west Mosul and have lost control of all 5 bridges crossing the Tigris River, the grounds of Mosul University, and the Nineveh ruins. Now the army's attention will turn to Mosul's western half. Britain's Supreme Court ruled 8-3 Thursday that Parliament must approve plans to trigger the country's exit from the European Union. It says the ruling was based on the view that withdrawing from the EU would both cut off a source of British law and change the rights of British citizens. The Prime Minister had wanted to use executive powers to invoke Article 50 of the EU's treaty in order to begin the withdrawal. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump moved Tuesday to advance construction of 2 oil pipelines in the U.S. The action overturns the policies of former President Barack Obama, who objected to the projects on environmentalist grounds. Mr. Trump signed executive orders calling for new negotiations to allow construction of the Keystone XL pipeline.
We're going to renegotiate some of the terms, and if they'd like, we'll see if we can get that pipeline built. A lot of jobs, 28,000 jobs.
The president also signed orders to expedite reviews of environmental concerns related to manufacturing issues. Also, the new president said he would make an appointment next week to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the vacancy left last year by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Mr. Trump's choice for Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services faced a tough questioning Tuesday during a second round of confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill. The new administration wants to replace the Affordable Care Act, but HHS nominee Tom Price offered few details about how Obamacare would be replaced. But he did say pre-existing medical conditions should be covered.
Nobody ought to be priced out of the market for having a bad diagnosis. Nobody. That's a system, again, that may work for insurance companies, may work for government, but it doesn't work for patients. So I believe firmly that what we need is a system that recognizes that pre-existing conditions do indeed exist and that we need to accommodate it and make certain that nobody loses their insurance or is unable to gain insurance because of a pre-existing condition.
Another office was settled. Nikki Haley was confirmed Tuesday by the Senate to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The White House said Tuesday that President Donald Trump continues to believe that voting by millions of undocumented immigrants cost him a victory in the national popular vote in the November election. Election officials who have analyzed the November 8th vote disagree with that, however. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko Tuesday called on world powers to maintain sanctions on Russia. The United States, the European Union, and others imposed sanctions on Russia in early 2014 over its annexation of the Crimea from Ukraine and its support for pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine's east. Mr. Poroshenko is apparently concerned that the new U.S. president might try to ease sanctions on Russia. The Trump administration is imposing a media blackout at the Environmental Protection Agency after imposing similar blackouts on the Agriculture and Interior Departments. News agencies report that administration officials have told EPA staffers not to talk to reporters or publish any news releases or post anything on social media. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.